of sales, isn't it?
Is that why?
Rubbish.
Yeah,
it's so you can get the full week of sales.
Everyone just goes into whatever is set.
Because it's a numbers game.
Sheep.
So why do they drop?
Nah, but it makes
you drop
sense.
Whenever you want, but
you don't get the full.
Do sales still matter the same way?
Don't listen to this guy. If you want to make money,
man is going to sell on drop on Thursday or Wednesday,
yeah. Drop on Saturday, bro.
Do sales matter? Like, so you drop your album on Friday, and it sells 10,000, like actual sales. Actually, I think it still does matter, right? Because that means your album did badly in terms of people listening. Because we only listen on Spotify now and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah, but you see the way Travis and Els chatted to number one. Was that because people bought?
The sales.
The $4.99.
It's sales and streams.
Yeah.
So which one matters more?
If you buy it, sale
is equal to 1,000 streams.
Okay, makes sense. Cause I always wonder, like, them man be Ariana Grande, man.
Yeah.
That's
like
crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh. So that's wait, if you buy 100, say for example you buy 100 of your own songs, mm-hmm. and you go number. Nah,
well, you can't buy 100 of your own songs.
You okay, can't. You yeah.
Why not? Why can't I just different?
Because you buy things
some
digitally
do
now.
Big artists do that sometimes.
Well, you can.
The label buys the thing.
You just get that's someone to make multiple Apple accounts and just purchase the albums. Like, just make 100 Apple accounts.
Yeah.
And then there's 100 sales. But like people offer those services. Yeah. Funny enough, I actually watched a TikTok about it. This guy says that these hackers that hack your Spotify boost the sale of a song, and then Spotify notices it. And then takes your music down.
Oh.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Some things are just like, I never played the song. Why is this here?
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, because they push it into people's.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But that's just a form of marketing, no?
That's not marketing. No.
That's a form of marketing.
That's cheating. Yeah.
The game is rigged.
Hardcore marketing.
There's a lot of big artists are doing it anyway, sure.
Yeah, and I think everyone needs to everyone needs to chill out with these number one. Like number one, I went number one iTunes. Like
that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, like it I know it means something to you, but you're fooling people by making them think that like you're on top right now. Like
iTunes.
Yeah. I used to get number one iTunes back in the day, man.
No, obviously some people are like selling, and it's you're there for a reason. But everyone can touch number one for a second at least.
But it's about staying there, isn't it?
It's about staying there, how long you stay there, how many sales you actually got to be there. Because some people, like you can be there for like 2 seconds and snapshot.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks you're number one. Like.
But then iTunes thing, is that the same as chatting?
No.
Chatting is different level.
Yeah, going different.
Okay.
That's... Like
and I see, I
that's
see,
by numbers.
I see more people like doing that now. Screenshot.
But like, Irish artists.
Yeah. I'm just like.
Care to name a few?
It's like once somebody does something.
Care to name a few?
I don't want to be that guy today.
Yeah, bro, you did a whole list, bro. So you do. You already been naming people. So go for it.
Yeah, that was in a positive light, though.
Fair enough.
No, I'm just saying. Like, we always see a formula, and then we just want to just start copying and pasting.
Yeah.
Start paving your own way, like.
But I agree. I think you. So anyone that's gonna pave their own way, right? So you say I'm gonna do this myself. I'm gonna have like my own direction. Shouldn't I? I understand I'm doing it from a good motive. I want to really succeed in this. Shouldn't I also have like sort of a blueprint for what I'm doing? Because
I guess.
Yeah. So then I'm not paving the way.
Touche.
First time Percy has nothing to say back.
But I guess then nobody can really pave the way.
Especially in the music business as well. Like,
actually, no, people can. I mean, like Kanye, for example, he didn't really. You can take things from different places and then make a new
thing.
That's kind of paving the way. Yeah. But, and you still need a blueprint to do that because he was able to make 808s and Heartbreaks from. Taking a little bit from someone else, taking a little bit from someone else, and putting it together. You know?
But,
yeah, man.
One thing that
top five albums
we might disagree on, the current state of music in Ireland, what, like, I don't think it's in the greatest space.
Bro, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I'm just like, because I'm always playing new music or whatever, yeah, and I played them a few people, and they're like,
whack.
No, it's like, they can appreciate the fact that, oh yeah, they're good at what they do, but it's like, what are they talking about? Like, what does this mean to me? Why would I why would I replay this? And I get that that's where music is, but it's like, why is it so oversaturated by nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nobody actually saying anything that matters to us right now, that matters, that reflects our times, that reflects a mindset that we should have.
There's no push for actual art anymore.
Yeah. I feel like the ones who do have something to say are just lagging.
And they get buried by all the
loud the noise.
Like, making music is very easy to make music now.
Yeah.
Some people don't even go to studio and they'll record a track.
Yeah. Make song on your phone.
Yeah, and they can put that on Spotify. So it's like, it's the art is not appreciated enough for people to actually put their time and effort into. People like Kanye was spending $20 million to record strings for their album.
Yeah, like
fucking who's this guy in the UK? Get spent like $50K on strings.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just record to make instead of using the MIDI strings. So it's like, you just have to find people that are willing to go
The only people that can actually do art properly are people that are already established. Do you get me?
That's true.
That's not true.
Okay.
What did you say that?
No. Someone that wants to come out today and do art with the sheer amount of music popping out, they can't keep up.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Do you get me? So, like, it's harder for
anyone trying to keep up, though. I don't understand.
No, you can never say your own pace.
Can we look like even a couple of years back when people were making like classic albums? They were not necessarily dropping every year.
But that's the problem. Being in people's face, especially if you're an artist, is by releasing music. Do you get me?
To maintain. I agree with Percy.
No. Because my thing is the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying is because I believe that if you're going to make real art, real music, you actually need to live life in between.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay,
You need to live life in between.
Like Frank Ocean, for example.
You can't release an album.
Fireboy, he said something. He said, you see, the first album I gave you guys, I can't give you an album like that again.
Yeah. Took my whole life to make it.
Okay. All this stuff I'm giving you, I'm living life in a year, I'm giving you something. So
that was my, I think a few weeks back ago, and I got a bit of stick from it as well, because I was like, for example, I think we were talking about Stormzy. I was like, Stormzy gave us Gang Signs and Prayers, and he was in a space. I think he was in a transitioning space at that time.
Mm.
And then he's here now. What's the last one? Heavy's Ahead?
No, this is what
I mean, right? And like, this is what I mean is good musically, but it's definitely not what the guy who fell in love with Stormzy, seeing him in the park saying, shut up,
And I think Stormzy knew that. He knew that was going to be the case, but he's trying to make art.
He doesn't care,
so he doesn't care. Like,
but
he can afford not to care.
Yes, he's going back to the fact that
if you don't have anything now, like, why are you trying to fast track it? Like, take your time. Like,
no, but I feel like there's a formula you can use to be successful. I guess it
depends
on
what you want to be. If you want to be Drake, drop music. Every
second, that's what I'm saying. But like, I feel like the artist and. So the strategy of an artist is completely different from the strategy of someone that wants to do music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And if they're both doing it, one is going to find success a lot sooner than the other.
Yeah,
100%. And then doing art is not sustainable. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Do you get it? But like, you need to make the money from the music to do the art. So how do you find a balance? That's what I'm saying.
Expensive.
Half-part-time job.
Expensive is debatable. Because think about...
True,
think about
that is people, debatable.
Think about the people who came... Back in the day where we didn't have the resources we have now, they was just pressing little buttons on a little tape machine.
Yeah.
They made classics.
Which people?
Give me an example.
Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, they had
money, no?
They had labels behind them.
No, they didn't. Before they had a label.
They had drug money.
In order to get a label, they was doing what they did.
What they were doing was just making noise in their small bubble. Once they got signed, that's when they got blown up.
Yeah, but...
Like, the talent was always there, but they needed somebody to blow them up in people's faces.
To get to that stage of somebody noticing that there's talent here, they didn't need a big hurrah to do that. They didn't need a big machine or anything to do that.
I
the machine needs them more than they need the machine.
That would always be the case with music,
yeah.
But
yes, yeah. But the machine only knows that they need you if they can see that there's art being made here that's actually tangible.
Yeah.
But it has to come from somewhere. So we can't say like, oh, you need all these big things. Like, these people did it with nothing. A lot. The person who even adapted what hip hop is, he just had a two little records or whatever, figured out how to mix them together, did a little bit of engineering here.
So what I'm saying, there's not enough talented people then.
Yeah, because I think what's that saying?
And that's what I get grabbed for. There's not enough talented people. I don't think we have the wealth of talent that we had at one stage anymore. And I think what we have is volume. And I do think that the industry and sort of music has transitioned into a space where, like, it's attached to your personality. Like, there has to be a thing about you. It's not about the quality of music you put out anymore. It's now about, like, yeah, your promo run and, like, what group you're part of. And it's like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But so the person who's, like, genuinely caring about... Listen, I don't look. I'm not the cutest. I don't. I'm not fine. I don't dress nice. But I make banging music. Mm. That person's like, you know, I was saying to somebody like that was asking. So people ask once in a while, like, why did you stop music? Or are you still making music? I'm like, no, I'm not making music. Like, why? So like, bro, I think I dropped a cold track, Butterflies. The one I had. Yeah. I thought it was like, at that time as well. We were dropping like introspective like songs, and
yeah.
I was raw in those ones. And I dropped that. I thought it was like amazing. I didn't have a great market. I didn't have a team, so I didn't market that well. I put it on Twitter. I put it on Instagram. I pushed it. Oh, something's wrong. Or that thing's overheating. But I pushed the track as best as I could. Nothing. Like no, like I think it had, like, you know, when you see a Spotify like. Less than that thousand.
You keep going, then yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, it's not gonna stick straight
yeah.
away.
Yeah,
it's not gonna stick straight away. So you have to keep throwing, just keep throwing, and keep throwing, and then it will.
Yeah, no, I just
once you're making quality, consistent music, like I feel like you will get somewhere eventually.
Yeah,
it might take a long ass
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and I don't think
people can't wait. That
I didn't
long.
Have the yeah. passion. I didn't have the passion to like market this thing for like, not only that song, but like there's two things. I'm gonna have to push. Every song I do that level. I care about, like on the same level, I'm not a marketing genius, and I was like, the business side of it is like difficult. The second half is like, I didn't think that the season we were moving into
would appreciate
what I was doing. Mm. So I was like, you know what, man? Cause I that's why I say I think I would have ended up being like a wretch and a gets, cause like,
do you reckon you were making music for people?
100%. My songs were like. And that song, Butterfly, was actually me, like,
yeah.
It was a very sort of, it wasn't for anybody else. It was like, it was.
So why did the lack of response to it, like,
bother you?
Because when I finished it, bro, I was like, yeah, everybody's going to eat this. Like,
well, you didn't make it for people.
You made it for yourself.
No, but boys.
No, but boys. No, Dave, are you hearing yourself? You said like,
I do hear what you're saying.
Made it for yourself.
I do hear what you're saying. Like,
yeah, this is dope. People are gonna love this. But when you're making it, you didn't have people in mind when you were making
bro,
it.
Bro, it got taken off. I didn't pay. I didn't pay for it. Bro, I don't know. I was using some distribution thing that was like horrible. Bro, boys.
Oh, you have it there.
Man, pull it up quick, you know.
No parts.
Listen to it every night. I know. Like, Dave!
Oh, yeah, this song is bad.
Bro, it's cold.
This guy's a friend. Baby, girl, I'm only just a human.
I'm trying to hear, I'm trying to hear, I'm trying to hear,
I'm trying to hear, I'm trying to hear, I'm trying to hear, I'm
Should I clip this up with our socials?
No, don't.
You have to. Oh,
well, I was being brother said like I try to assure my mom I see sides when I'm swimming, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, that's lyrical depth.
But people don't care about lyrical depth
that's
anymore,
what pisses
man.
Me off. I'm like,
just rap. Care. Just rap simple.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, man.
That's what frustrated me.
People don't care about lyrical depth. All the,
wait, what year did you drop that?
2019.
Still, they
no,
still
we're all falling
off.
No, no, no. 2019, drill was coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No one was checking that
shit. Drill was coming.
I remember 2019. Yeah.
You man even had the song together where you were going back to back.
Oh, bro.
Conjoined twins and that.
Yeah, they had a couple of songs.
Charlie's.
Yeah, we had no.
They had a couple songs.
Bro, Wagwan.
Oh yeah, we have
Cherry T.
On them SoundCloud, innit?
Yeah.
Are they still up?
Bro, no, bro.
What was your other Irish name?
Yeah.
Sage Bay.
Sage Bay was my guy.
Yeah.
Sage Bay
was my favorite Jafaris.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Sage Bay was
Sage Bay.
Relax, bro.
No, bro, just relax. Okay, bro, you're really good. You're actually quite talented.
Yeah, thank God, man.
Man, I won't lie to you. Bro, very talented, bro.
What, do you not like hearing your songs back, though?
Like just my old songs, my voice, everything.
You don't like
it? You don't like it?
I think the songs are cool. It's just
What about the Stride album? Do you go back and listen to it?
No chance. The only song I actually listen to or I would is Ghost. I feel like I would be myself on that track.
So you feel like you were like a puppet?
Ghost was, yeah. Remember, I've always told you that that was him. You were telling
I was just me on the track.
Yeah.
The other tracks were like cool, but they were just performative a bit, you know.
Yeah, because I think especially when I was making music as well, I was making the music thinking about the crowd. Like Fix Yourself was like before you. Like we were in the studio making that, and it was like it was very like, because we were performing in churches before we even released music. Mm-hmm. So I was like thinking about how is this gonna go down in the crowd. So that's what I mean. Like the songs I was making that I did release were very much for like how the crowd is gonna react.
That means you're making it for like kind of like a concert.
No,
because you won't make music for someone to like maybe just stick on a car ride or something.
And probably that'd probably be more accurate.
It came from the grind background as well.
That's because I was then on one hand you're like, okay, I'm gonna perform this and shell this, but at the same time, like I'm gonna be able to do this in Cypher and body everybody. Mm-hmm. Like so it was like you're trying to put bars down, you're trying to do like, and also I'm gonna be able to slow this down, no beat. A cappella, and everyone could be like,
whoa.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I had all that in mind. It was all about people, though. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's because we was always performing, then.
Yeah, yeah. Different era, like.
We had a run, boy. We had a run, man.
Oh, God, no, I do podcasts now.
It's better, man. I feel like this has way more stake than the music.
I think so as well. No. I think podcasters have been able to garner a better... Or how do you say it? Like sort of our audience stick with us better than musicians.
I think music is like disrespected.
Yeah.
Like, someone will drop an album today and they'll talk about it for a week,
even if.
And then, okay, what's the next
you're
one?
You're not making stuff that is going to last anyway.
You know, I think all of music is being affected because even Kanye's Vultures, bro, I didn't even hear about it.
It wasn't good though.
It was good.
It's not bad.
Shut your fucking mouth.
It wasn't good, man. Is it up to Kanye's standards? Come on, man. Don't be blinded by Kanye.
He has his top five albums, and this is like number six.
Sorry.
What?
Yeah. Number six.
No, the album was actually.
He has like the first three. Then he has 808 and Outbreak, and then my
the one with
Doctor Waves. I think I like this one more than Life of Pablo.
Yeah, see, that's where you Life of Pablo. That's where you lost me.
No, Life of Pablo. You guys were in your prime, so you're gonna love that album. God forbid,
I'm not even reached my prime, bro.
Like, where were you, Life of Pablo?
College, man.
Yes, uni, bro.
Whatever music you're listening to,
playing the SU.
Yeah,
wave song.
When you were in college, you love for life.
Ultra light beams. What is this?
Okay, yeah. I'm tripping. It's number seven.
Come on, man.
Ultra light beams.
Stretch your hands. The one with the diamond. And moves.
Come on, man.
Yeah. 30 hours. Yeah. Number
what,
seven.
Music,
and then it spazzed out.
Dying, is it?
No.
We're dead.
But like the attention that we have as a collective human beings to music is not what it was.
It's just because it's oversaturated.
I think so.
Like, you see, easy access. You see, like me, when I'm listening to music, like I'm always playing. I play a lot of old music.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of people say that.
Yes.
I play a lot of like, old music. Real,
when people tell me like this new album or this new song, like I've always heard new songs from TikTok or, you know, whatever space you're in where it's like, oh, people are playing. Oh, yeah. It's what's being played.
Sorry, my other beef is you is that, like, what you just said, you don't even listen to music. Yeah. So shut up about your music opinions. That's my other beef. You actually don't even listen to music. So you're always trying
to see if your source on the
Yeah, like, shut up, man.
At least it's gospel music. Worship music is still music.
Stay in your lane.
But do you mind actually listening to an album the minute it drops? Like not like at 12 a.m. or like
to.
The next morning.
I try to because I'm on Twitter. I don't want Twitter to
give you
to give me a bias opinion. I just want to listen to it for myself and see if I like
it. Have you listened to Future's album?
Yeah, I listened to on the day it came out, and
you like
it. On the day I loved it. Now I like maybe like 3 or 4 tracks.
Albums grow on, or sometimes albums grow on you, or they just like
I'm
die
I'm
on
not
you.
A Future fan like that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never really liked Future.
Same.
But I don't consider him as a rapper.
don't let his fans hear you say that.
I
talk.
Just don't.
He's the goat to them.
Yeah, because they are all F boys. That's why he's the goat. That's why. If Future is your goat, check your life.
Same with Chris Brown. If Chris Brown is your goat as a man. You're up to something as a boy.
But then Chris Brown has trauma though.
Which trauma?
Do you think it's possible to make good music if you don't have any traumatic experience?
No.
It's not.
Who has?
Yeah, like who?
Look at Whitney Houston, great singer. She has demons.
Crack was demons. A demon.
Beyonce, sorry.
Ah, that one is fighting demons at the minute.
That one is a demon.
You spoke about it last pod where you were like, oh, are we only attributing success to like the devil?
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
but like, who has been successful? Who's on the other side?
But then in the game,
what do you mean other side? Like,
as in, the God side. Who's
who has? And that's what I was arguing. Like, why did Justin Bieber?
Like,
why didn't Justin Bieber and why didn't Kanye West Christ? Just broski, every person that you guys listen to,
they have stuff in them. They have stuff in them.
Yeah,
like,
but
Kanye said it.
But
like,
in Christ,
Kanye
victorious.
Said, "Me, I can do anything because you people don't have anything on me." But other people, they have stuff in them.
They're
criminals. They've done something in their past. Yeah,
that's one thing we really never talk deep. Much. Like Kanye's never mentioned in these weird allegations or anything. He's never.
Maybe
in the
he's a good boy.
He's a good. He's just. He's
bro,
a good
some of these guys like won't be mentioned. Like you won't hear some people.
They're mentioning Jay. You know,
they're
coming for Jay.
In the essay kind of.
There's a lot. They're saying he's done a madness over the years.
If you think about it, he was best friends with R. Kelly at some stage.
Oh, Jay-Z?
They shot the video on Epstein's Island apparently as well.
Damn.
Yeah, and there's another thing. You know the Nickelodeon logo?
Same shape.
It's the same shape as Epstein's Island.
But then from what you were saying, I'm like, does God want that type of success for us though? Does he want that attention?
On one hand, I feel like, I don't think like that fame is like,
because he did say it would be harder for a rich man to make heaven.
Yeah, but I just think like I don't think God wants people to be like
worshipped.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's all it is, though.
But I think fame is not sort of like a negative thing in Christendom in a sense, or like in the kingdom of God. Like,
yeah, you're right.
Because Jesus was famous. Like, he had thousands of people that try to listen to him. He was God, though. So
you can't
fair
you
enough.
Can't
you
can't
even
use
him. Okay, the early church had. Bare people.
You see some of these pastors these days.
Yeah,
and they're walking through, and
easy there.
And people
easy there, fella.
Are falling down, and like, hey, daddy,
daddy.
That's a bit mad.
Isn't it crazy that also like it's titled "You're a following" and "You're a follower of somebody" on Instagram? Is that not like a form of worship?
Jaffa, man, you've been smoking some good stuff, bro. What's going
on? No,
I'm just saying like that. I'm just like.
Testimony.
Let's deep it.
You're a follower.
Like, bro, it's just like, but I do hear you, bro.
You think it's a coincidence?
Or do you think there's a conspiracy there?
No, I'm not even trying to make a conspiracy. I'm just saying it's interesting that, like, the thing we're all searching for, especially in this industry, is attention. Yeah. Okay. And then on Instagram and all these platforms, it's all titled, you're following somebody or you're a follower of somebody.
But if I'm following somebody, I'm not a follower of them.
You are.
No, I'm just saying the wording. The choice of wording is interesting.
Okay. So Facebook had friends. Mm. So would that have been a better thing? Because do you know what? I kind of hear what you're saying, because all of us on Facebook would have been friends. But when it came to like Conor McGregor, you'd have to follow him. You couldn't be his.
You can't add him as a friend.
You can't add him as a friend. So, but then when we got to Twitter, Twitter and Instagram was all about
everyone is a follower.
We're not friends; we're just all followers.
I don't think all this is a coincidence like that. We just like to make things like it's just a coincidence.
I think the terminology probably has in our minds links to that whole idea
it's
that
just like the Apple logo as well.
What just like their phone, iPhone.
Why is it an Apple logo? iPhone. And it's eating a bit.
Yeah.
Why?
That one, once someone pointed that out to me, I was like, jeez, what was Steve Jobs on? Because
he's tapped in.
Like, what's the cause?
Wait.
The tree, everyone has the iPhone. Fucked,
by the way. Yes, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Right? That's what we're taking it.
We don't know if they finished the fruits, though.
We don't know if she finished it.
Because why are they showing an apple for only one bite taken out? What if like the both of them finished it?
Two of them took a bite.
Exactly. So it should be two bites at the very least.
Like hang.
Yeah, but it's the first bite that mattered, though.
Yeah. The second bite is done.
No, no. Second bite mattered.
The second bite that was the main.
No,
it was.
You can't read the verse again. You see,
yeah, but what?
Explain to
me. Are you guys because of that?
When Eve ate the apple, she still was able. Nothing happened to her.
She was grand.
God gave the order to Adam.
Yeah, the second Adam ate it, then the eyes were open.
So, in Christendom, the man is the head. Yeah, no, because for people watching that, it's like,
there's no man that's ahead of me.
Like, God, so once he ate the apple, it was like game over, man.
Yeah,
game over.
Because he received the instruction.
And he let Eve is. That's why women, eh?
Eve, evil.
No. With this new information, like, I don't. Fuck Adam.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All you have to do was stand on business.
Yeah,
I'm like, nah, Eve, no, he's not.
If we're not doing that, I think we'll be grand. I think God will be like, you know what, I'll sort you guys out.
That's a great man I have done.
Yeah. But the Bible says that he was with her. That nigga was right beside her, man. He goes, you eat it first. Oh, he's a messer, bro. Let's get into why you're here, boys.
This is what we're here with. So obviously we have a program coming in April. Mm-hmm. I said the dates on Charger, but we've changed the dates.
Okay. Pushed it back?
Yeah, just pushed it back a bit because someone's enjoying life a bit too much right now.
Yeah. The person that is not here.
Oh,
no, it's cool. We just want to get Akpo.
Okay.
Yeah. Throwing you under the bus. No, joking. But we also want to just get it right. So it's going to be a 4-week program. It's an artist program, and it's the first of many. We're just going to be going through all the fundamentals of basically being an artist in this thing. It's mostly for upcoming artists, aspiring artists, people who don't really have a clue what they're trying to do. Yeah. Or maybe you have a clue, but you need some feedback from your peers and stuff. So
what's the selection process?
It's actually first come, first serve. Like, because I think we had a waiting list, 60 people or something.
Mm-hmm.
60?
Wow.
Yeah, but we can't even facilitate all 60.
What's how many people facilitate?
We're actually going to only facilitate 10. For the first one. So it's going to be super intimate. We're going to get to know everybody. We're going to get to listen to everyone's music. We're going to get feedback. We're going to get speakers to come in and give talks on how to market and brand yourself,
Get me for that, bro. Market and Brandon.
Yeah, six, six, six.
You could even market butterflies.
You can bring it up just to show them what not to do.
I made my own flyer.
Just literally the fundamentals of everything. And Simba's gonna give a little tutorial on how to, like, you know, properly record yourself on Logic. And
simple stuff.
But we're taking an approach on it that's, because it's called the growth experience, and the whole purpose is that people leave here with some sort of value that they've gotten. And I want to kind of start changing the mentality of how people approach music in Ireland. I think everyone, like we're talking about, like music is kind of like, yeah, like it comes and goes. Yeah. You get me? But mainly because I think people don't understand the business aspect of music as well. It's 80% business, 20% music. Do you get me? So we're going to have a dress code. There's going to be house rules. There's going to be a way to conduct yourself when you're in this environment. Do you get me? So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. So...
So what are the dates now?
We'll announce it. Thank you.
And what about this initiative? Is it because people aren't going in the scene or?
No, I've always kind of had this in mind, but like I said this on charity as well, like it's hard to help people you're competing with. Do you get me? And I felt like as an artist, you're in competition. Whether I wanted to admit that or not, there is some level of attention that I want that other people were looking for as well. And now that I've kind of like stepped away from that, I'm like, and I'm looking at the fact that music is getting a lot of shine right now. A lot of people want to be on the mic.
A
lot of people, they don't have the real like understanding of what this is that they're getting into. Yeah. This is like, somebody worded it to me when I was talking about this. It was like, music or entertainment in general is kind of like emotional suicide. You know? It's like you're getting into a world where like you don't know yourself fully, and then you're trying to portray a version of yourself to people.
And you want that version to be validated by people.
Yeah, you want people to connect with that version. And then along the way, especially if you don't know yourself, people now start taking you and like, no, go here, do this, be this. And it's not surprising that people get into drugs. People end up doing crazy things, you get me? So, yeah, I just want people to kind of have more of an understanding of what they're getting into, you know?
Why Simba and Jaffa and Aqua? Why that, like, trio? What's the...
It's a black-owned business, so I wanted to keep it within our community for the first one. And then Akpo, I reached out to him after I saw his interview on If I Speak. And I didn't really know that Akpo had such a hand in the scene, you know, how much he was investing in people. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have bread. And I was like, yo, Akpo, I have this idea, blah, blah. He was like, oh, I'm working with Simba. Let's try chat to him about this. Because I actually didn't go to him for this particular thing. I went to him for something else. But this leads up to that thing. Yeah. So, it just made sense. They understood the vision. They want to grow as well. So. Yeah,
see,
just makes sense.
Like it,
yeah, man. Yeah, that's what really came to.
I'm actually excited to see what comes out of it as well.
Me too.
Like, because I think things like this, the way it works out is
infrastructure.
In a few years' time, an artist will pop up and say, "Oh yeah, all this started when I went to the Growth Experience in 2024."
It could even turn into a label, no?
Bro, I love Simba so much. I love Simba so much.
He was like, maybe.
label gets techie.
I have no interest.
Yeah.
You'll just now become the bad guy.
You can't be the good guy and have a label.
I have a question. You know, A&R is there. Do you just become an A&R, or do you have to go to college to learn that?
Nah, you can be a freelancer. You know? There's freelancer A&Rs that like find talent, develop talent, and then pitch the talent to.
So it's just having an eye.
I think I have.
But we don't.
I've always wanted
good A&Rs.
I don't. How many A&Rs do we have in Ireland?
I feel like there's unknown A&Rs.
Unofficial.
Unofficial.
They need to step into it.
I think the job has changed now, though. A&Rs before were going to to venues to watch artists.
Now people are just scrolling on
TikTok. Yeah, finding on TikTok.
So it's different now.
It's different.
Because sometimes, like, you can't really tell much from TikTok. There's probably a lot of artists that are being missed because they don't market themselves well on TikTok. And the live industry is just gone to shit. No one's performing anymore.
That's another thing that people need to, like, I guess, understand. Is like, when you blow up on TikTok or you do a little thing on TikTok,
yeah,
that's not where it ends. Bro, like, that's not
bro,
this.
That's not, bro.
You haven't even barely the beginning. Because, like, you need songs to back up that first song.
Yeah.
And then you need projects, and then you need to have a personality. And then you, like, there's so many things.
Too many things involved.
And a lot of people from TikTok have just been shelved.
Like, yeah,
they were here today, gone
tomorrow. Yeah, very quickly.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing we want to establish with the growth experience. Like, if anyone is coming thinking that, oh, I want to have clout in this thing, I want to make bread in this thing, just
yeah,
bye.
Yeah, but you will have people like that, though. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
right?
You will.
Yeah,
and I think how I'm gonna approach it is like, if that's genuinely what you're here for, here's your money back. Bye.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, I'd be like, bro. No, like, I'm gonna grow you, bro.
No, those people, yeah, there's no growing them because I've worked with certain people, like certain clients like that over the years, and they'll tell me, yeah, Tunde, when I was Tunde, or yeah, Simba, I'm giving myself 2 years. If I don't blow, I'm done. I'm like, all right, come, no,
it's because I think it's important to know. It's important to know what your vision is, and you need to know what impact you're trying to make with that vision. If it's just clout, what impact are you trying to make with clout?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's self-serving.
Like it doesn't go anywhere beyond you. And the streams.
Do you, so I see that like perspective. So, like, I do agree and understand it because like you're paying to be developed as an artist, not to be popular necessarily. Mm-hmm. In a sense, where for example, I do training for the people that joining my open circle team, and I tell them. But so like I'm aware that some people might come because they want to be part of something.
Yeah, something, yeah.
And not, like, it may be self-serving sometimes. So I was sort of give them, like, I'll train you. I'll put you through that training. Just let me know if it's, like, something that, oh, that could happen with the growth experience or doesn't work that way because it's different. So I'll train them and tell them, like in that training, it's the value of this thing. It's not about being seen. Like you, I'm like in that training, I'm stripping away self. Like this is the whole purpose of this thing. And so now you get past the 4 weeks and you're like, oh, and I've had people who are like, cool, I'm not trying to join. I'll just volunteer whenever you guys need help.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So like through that experience, they've realized I'm not going to do this and put my all into this because I've realized what it really is. And somebody like, some people are like, oh, I got into this for a reason. I realized what it is. Okay, cool. I actually like what it is, and I'm going to go for that. So maybe you can get some people who are going for clout, but then go through the growth experience and realize, geez, it's probably more valuable to be an artist that like cares about all these other things than just clout. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think maybe I'm just harsh when I speak sometimes.
Yeah.
I just said bye. But of course, I'll have a conversation and try, like, because I do consultations now as well with artists.
Come on, bro.
Relax, bro.
Glory.
Man is shy.
And I have to actually differentiate the fact that, like, are you trying to make an impact of this? Are you trying to have a career out of this?
Yeah.
Or is this just for fun? Is this like a thing that you're doing to get a bit of bread, get a bit of notoriety? Because it makes a difference in how we approach the next few weeks of your sessions or whatever the case. Yes, you get me? And especially the fact that the spaces are limited, I want it to be the people who want it. Most, you get me?
Yeah. Okay.
Because
okay.
That's where we're gonna get the best results as well. Yeah. Like people who are genuinely there for impact sake, not clout sake. You know. So, yeah. Like if you're there for clout, we'll talk for a second. Yeah. But if you're adamant about that, maybe on the next one. No. Okay. Or you can just hire me personally. I don't mind.
Yo, Simba, the longer you've been in the scene, how have you become more honest? And I don't mean that to say that like earlier you were dishonest, but like have you become more blunt with like, because there's less like, I don't know, like, you know, when you, obviously as you grow in the thing, you're just kind of like, I don't have time for time wasters.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you the truth now. Has that been your
experience? Yeah, I've been more honest, but I won't say blunt because, like, I always say, like, I can't tell an artist this the music is shit. I think that would be very bad of me to do because I can't kill someone's career like that.
Yeah.
I always try to find something, something good in what they're doing and try and work on that. If there's not anything good in it, then there's nothing, it's not good, there's nothing I can do.
You try and look at what they're doing well.
Yeah, like whatever they're doing bad, I'll let them know. And what they're doing well, we'll try to amplify that. Yeah.
But then what if they're doing nothing well?
Then there's nothing
I
can
that's
do.
That's why I asked that question, though. Like, I actually had someone in the studio the other day, and he was just doing rubbish on the mic, bro.
Yeah.
Just, like, not fitting the beat, nothing, yeah? And I had to sit back because I let him do a bunch of takes before I said anything. Yeah. Because I was thinking, oh, maybe he's figuring it out. He just wrote this verse. And I was like, wait, so, bro, tell me, are you trying to, like, make a living out of this? Are you trying to make a career out of this? Or is this for fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was just like, no, like, I'm trying to, like, make this serious. I was like, okay, be honest.
Pivot to
this is not,
else.
Like, this, there's already a standard that exists in music.
Yeah.
This is not faring up to that. If you're trying to make a career out of this, he was like, yeah, I hear you. He went back and did it. The exact same thing he was doing, I let him write it out for a few minutes again. I was like, here's another suggestion. Can I take what you've written and can I, like, modify it a little bit? How do you feel about that? And he was just like, I don't know. I was like, I know artists, obviously, you're very precious with your music, whatever. Yeah. I was like, but we'll do two versions. We'll do my version and we'll do your version and whichever one you like.
Just your rubbish. I'll show you who's
bro,
good.
I was really trying to, like, get this guy, So he was like, yeah, sure. I actually rewrote a little bit. He still wasn't getting it,
Oof.
And then he was just like, bro, I'm just having fun with it. I'm just expressing myself. I clocked out.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, do your thing, bro.
Bro.
You're just having fun. You're just having fun at this stage.
Yeah.
And after, there's not much you can do.
When someone's just having fun.
When somebody doesn't want to learn or like.
And honestly, bro, some people can't learn. Some like,
it's just not.
It's not for them. It's just not for them.
And the thing about it is, like, I could hear the potential in him. Do you get me? Like, his tone was there. He had a flow and everything. It's just what he's trying to do. It just wasn't.
And some artists are not humble enough to be like, Jaffa's done this maybe a little. Maybe if he's done it a year longer than me, he might have a little knowledge that I can borrow. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Simba has done this for some years. Small knowledge, but I think, like, for example, you tell an artist, and I think it's because artists are very attached to their art, mentally, emotionally, and just everything for them is, like, really attached to their art. So you tell them, bro, I think you should probably change how you do this. It's like, that's something they mustered up by themselves.
And it's also because, like, you see with the way making music got easier over the years, like, now... When someone is in the booth doing something and I can tell that's wrong and they'll be like, yo, bro, maybe try it this way. What they'll tell me is that, yeah, bro, that's what I'm trying to do. That's the feeling I'm going for. And I'm this is a stupid feeling. I'm like, there's nothing good about this
feeling.
But maybe I'm out of touch. Maybe my head. I'm like, all right, no problem, bro.
Do your thing.
I can't remember any one person telling me that phrase and then they put in the song and people are like, yeah, this is
that cool. was sick.
I haven't had one.
Obviously, you've got to do your job, right? You've got to allow them to do their thing, right? Facilitate them and mix their master what they have produced in a sense. So then, when that goes out, aren't you kind of like flip sake? Like that's like that came through my studio.
My name. Like, listen, let me tell you something.
Bro, who mixed this?
I don't. Saber. My tag is not on.
Yeah.
A lot,
but the mix is still going to be good.
The mix is good. The song is
terrible.
Would not be good. Like I'll still try and do my job the best.
The
way
best.
I can.
I do the same with podcasts.
Hey, let's not go there.
It's good to be honest. Like,
no. I'd sit there.
You won't put the set of studios thing at the
not a chance,
left
mate.
Corner?
Not a chance, mate.
We know the room, so.
No. Anyone looking to do a podcast, use this room. It's brilliant.
I won't endorse it.
Great facilities. Yeah. But here, I'll tell you what. Like, I've sat down and people have done a podcast and I'm like, you know, obviously it's not a great conversation, but whatever it is. And I know immediately, like, you're going to probably have max 6 episodes. And it's happened. People coming for 2. I know someone is coming one time, never came again. Like, many, like, that happens all the time.
So, wait, they came and recorded and just never showed up again?
They didn't even release it. You know, and so, but also, I have people who would do the pod and then ask me how it was. And I'm like, you already think it's a great conversation, so I'm not going to rain on your parade. Mm. So, I was like,
I don't do that anymore. If you, like, when people make the mistake of asking me how it was,
yeah, they already called it a mistake.
Yeah, because it's like a lot of people that ask you how it was, they kind of know there's something wrong with it already.
Yeah,
but do you think so? Because yeah, I think some people ask me because
the people I work with that they don't ask me how, like they just like Simba, that like they're recording, they will do a take, I play it back, and I want to say but we'll do that again. They be like, Simba, that's camp. I'm like.
So when, for example, someone like they come out of the pool, they're like, whoo, they're bouncing, yeah. And then now they ask me like, what you think? Like, as like they want you to affirm what they're feeling, but you don't feel the same way about how they feel. What do you say?
Depends how many people are in the room.
Okay.
If we're doing a session, just me and the person, then I can talk to them. But if they're there with their boys, the managers and everything, it's
and they're all gassed. Like, yeah,
it's kind of mean to now punch the guy right there.
That's not me anymore, boys.
Because because if I do that in the room, then the energy in the room dissipates.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
So it was like,
but see that guy I was talking about at the session. Yeah. He then texts me after like I bounced everything. Yeah, you were having fun, nice. And then he texts me, he's like, so like, do you think the song is done or do you think I need to make changes? I'm like,
bro, I tried to change the whole thing, bro.
To him. That guy, I don't know who he is, but he needs to learn something.
No, but I've been in sessions with a bunch of people and I'm actually not even like, I'm just here. I'm just a spectator. And everyone's gassing the song, yeah? And I'm just sitting back. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
He's done that in a few of the sessions downstairs.
Nigga
just sitting down, minding his own business. So
They
don't ask him, Jaffa, what do you think? And he's like, you know what? Maybe this and that. Maybe you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
I shouldn't have asked.
When that ever happens, apart from, like, again, I said, conversations that people are ready, like, you're ready, you're excited about, I'm not going to sort of rain on your parade. But when people like sit me down, sometimes people say like, nobody's in the room. Dave, be honest, what do you think? And I said to them, I always start off with this, am I allowed to offend you? And when, because it's actually, I don't know if maybe it's a psychological thing.
It preps them
to be like, mm-hmm. he's going to say something that it's not, I won't like. Am I allowed to offend you? Like, yeah, go for it. And I'm just like, bro, I think, I would tell them sort of like, so many different like contexts. Like, I think if, you know, I think this is for idiots, or honestly,
you're really offending them.
Yeah,
I think this would be like, this is a silly conversation. I don't think, but like, I'll say that. No, honestly, no. I'll tell you after this. People have allowed me to say that to them. Like, that's. I'll say, can I use like certain words to just express genuinely? Like, I'm not, you know, because I could be like,
it's a good disclaimer.
Yeah, this is like, I think maybe. Check for the audience that you would like this to, you know, land with. No, I'm just like, can I tell you how I genuinely think about this? I don't think, and I always say, don't see this as me insulting
you
as a person. I just think the conversation or what you just did here, you know, is not as thing. And they do, like, I've not had an experience where people are like, oh, he's a prick for saying that. Like, they appreciate it because I always also give constructive criticism.
And you also know that there are some people that actually want to air the truth. I have clients that when we're recording, like, they do it and I'm like, yo, bro, that shit, do it again.
Yeah.
And they're
like, yeah,
they're fine. They finish the song and I'm like, bro, I think we just wasted our time.
Yeah,
this song.
Yeah.
I think we just scrap this song.
Like, that's all right.
I have no problem.
Go on. I've lost my the flop chat?
That's all right, bro. Shaky, bro.
Because there's a few things you've said in the last.
This guy. It's empty, though.
He said palatable.
If
the pronunciation is wrong, it's thick.
It's not a flop.
I said it like a Nigerian.
Okay.
But my missus, like I said to her, oh, it's not palatable. And she goes, wow. And I was like, do you know what? I thought she was like, yeah, you don't know what palatable means, don't you? No, I said, you don't know what palatable means, innit? And then she's like, it's palatable. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, okay, cool. All right. Maybe I'm the idiot. But yeah.
And with music as well, you're like, because there's music that is out there that is really big that I think is rubbish.
Yeah.
So like when I'm in the studio as well, like I always have to, there's a fine line. Like if they're singing on key or they're rapping on B, everything is on B, like I might not fuck with it, but someone out there might like it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so like I'm not the judge of like
this. Yeah, music. Exactly.
So like you 100%. Can only give subjective your opinion.
And if that's if they ask for it now. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't like now I'm just like I'm not even trying to just like offer opinion. Just you just
no, that's when you become a dickhead.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Congrats. Hey,
don't ever point at me like
sorry,
this.
Sorry, bro.
I mean, this guy. Congrats.
Congrats.
Say it properly.
Well, congrats, bro. So, but yeah.
Congrats on the plaque.
On the plaque, bro.
Thank God, man.
But you're racking them in now, huh?
Sorry?
Does it come with money? No.
It doesn't come with money, bro. It's again awards. It doesn't
It makes you more credible, though. No?
Yeah, it makes 100%. More credible to people. They're like, oh, he's got this.
Yeah.
Which converts to money.
Yeah.
How did it feel when you got the first one?
First one, because I forgot about the song. I forgot I did the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even know it went number one. And then Robbie called me that, oh, we're getting plaques.
Yeah.
I was like, then I told my missus, and she was like, oh, yeah. So went to pick it up and took a picture, and I was like, wow, this is mad. Just looking at it in the studio is mad. This one, I think, is even more crazy because it's like in the world, like, there's like 100 engineers that have diamond plaques.
Yeah, wow.
Like, in the whole world.
Wow.
So it's like,
wow. So wow. Like,
okay, this is different.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's for Blake.
So I'm
that's,
like, top. He's like the OnlyFans girl is like top point. So I was like, yeah, that's it.
Oh, God, that's crazy.
So the only one in Ireland then, no?
I don't know. I don't want to
say it. It's probably worth finding out.
Okay, the only black guy in
Ireland. Yeah, okay. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Simba, well, no, that's fair play.
I always heard people say this scene, and I hear that when this scene, script, whatever you want to call it, that we're in our infancy stage, Why are you laughing?
Because we had this conversation in the last
one. Scratch it then.
No, say what you're going to say.
Infancy stage, whatever, right?
Like, what stage do you, like, are we born yet?
What do you mean by that?
I think we're definitely born. I just think, you don't think we're born?
No, I'm just asking questions here, but
no, I think we've been.
What stage are we?
We're definitely still babies in this thing, for sure.
Yeah,
we keep talking about it.
We're definitely born, though. We're definitely breasts.
Like, no, we're not sucking breasts anymore. We're taking from the bottle.
Okay, we're in the bottle now.
Yeah, we're in the bottle.
You think so?
Are we crawling? Are we crawling?
You think so?
Are we crawling?
I think we're still
sucking. Definitely not walking. Yeah, we're not walking.
We're definitely not walking.
I don't think we have teeth yet, man.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't have teeth yet.
You know, but you don't have to have teeth to suck.
To suck bottle.
Why did you look over there?
Yeah, we're still too reliant on outside factors. Like,
because
see with the boys that just went number one, their manager is from the UK.
Makes sense.
The manager is from the UK.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we still need people to
help us to pull us in the right direction.
Mad.
Yeah, definitely. I think So what are we agreeing on? Where sucking on the bottle.
I think we're sucking on bottle.
I don't think we're sucking on anything, man.
We're on the breast.
It's still the breast.
We're on the breast. For the fact that we still need UK people to come here, a lot of the people that we see now who are like in the limelight, they have a UK representative.
But can I say something? But even like outside of our scene, in the wider music scene, they still go to the UK. Like I speak to the
Jazzy,
head of Universal, head of Warner, like they say if we want to do anything notable here, they need to speak to their guys in the UK. So that's not even on us.
Yeah, it's seen.
So okay, okay.
So what? So it's
okay,
a bottle then. Okay, it's a bottle. You just want to be a breast, bro. Allow it, bro. You do, bro. Bro, you just want to be a breast, bro.
I don't feel that's fully on us. Like,
also, it's like a domino kind of effect. If they get it sold up there, it could trickle down to us down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or we need to overtake them and do it ourselves. But, Good luck.
Best of luck, mate. But yeah,
a good experience.
Can't grow experience, bro.
Yes, sir, yes.
Keep going.
Anyways, just boys.
Keep going, guys.
Yeah, man, let's grow, but. bro, where's your head up, bro?
Bro, I'm back in the gym again this week. Oh, on now, so excited.
Hey, you're real back
quickly.
Yeah?
That's one of the things I wanted to discuss.
No, no, I had a deload week, so just cardio all week.
Yeah.
Oh, you plateaued.
Yeah. But then I dropped like crazy.
That's actually what I want to discuss. Actually, one of the things I wanted to discuss. Yemi's Fitness yesterday. We went to did like a big workout together. Mm-hmm. It was actually a good fun experience.
Good workout.
We had the competition. Simba's a cheater, man.
Let me tell you something. I'll explain what happened to you guys now. I'm burning inside. Yeah. I got disqualified for the organizer's mistake. What happened was, like, playing a match, the referee made the wrong decision, they blow the final whistle, and then I say, oh, guys, we have to play it again. You guys messed up.
Yeah, no, true.
You guys messed up. It's not my fault.
But you did genuinely win.
That's not my fault. That's the organizer's fault. You messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, what was the competition?
Oh, like...
Roll.
So, like, apparently the guy already put 3 calories on it.
Yo,
so
four.
When I jumped on it, I didn't know. You have to get to 10. I was just pulling.
You have to get the calories to 10.
Yeah.
On the roll machine.
Okay.
So they didn't reset it. That's not my job.
You got to 10.
Thank you. That's not my job. So Yemi, I hope you're watching this because I'm on you.
Yeah, but I lost like friend square boys, didn't I?
Oh, you were terrible.
No. You can't say that.
Your videos on Twitter. Your videos on Twitter.
It's on Twitter.
How's it going?
I'm mocking you.
Nah, he's serious.
He actually seems upset.
He's really upset. But he's serious, bro.
How did he get on Twitter?
Nah, he's taking off.
It wasn't even there.
The screw recorder. He's coming for you for the football.
Are you serious?
This is the captain.
Can Akpo even play football?
Akpo is terrible.
Then why is he talking,
wait,
man?
We have a few things to discuss. Wait, I'm coming.
God is good FC.
I'm actually just a bit annoyed because... he doesn't have my permission to put that up, bro. And like, Twitter is dangerous, bro. Like, I'm scared of Twitter, bro. So once he's been running to say, oh my God, this guy is round. Whatever it is, bro. I'm not ready for that. But mentally, I'm in a great space, boys. I just saw my dad. Like,
Any football predictions?
I think Goody's team is good, but I genuinely think that if my team...
We have a decent team.
If we structure well, we have a chance.
What about Celo's team?
It's the same as last year. I think that's complacency. That's complacency. Do you know what I mean? They think they're trying to be like Man City. Man City actually won 3 times in a row.
That's before.
Celo won last year. Is it?
Yeah, he won last year. But
should I go through the teams?
Yeah, go for it.
Aishat B.
She's good.
Cornell, Gino, Ree, Young Is, Femi.
Young Is a baller.
Thy power.
Your stats are mad. They shouldn't be that. And Lekan as well.
I think their power's thing is like because I think there's a video of him doing kick ups, and I think that's what did him. I think that's what did him with the stats.
Chasing that touch.
So what does PAC stand for? What does it mean?
Pace.
Oh, okay. Cool. Roy. So Nesser's team. It is Ness. Be humble. Kieron, Cynthia, Simba, SQ, Tommy Tomad.
I don't
know. Tommy Tomad? Is he good?
I've known that guy for 15 years. I've never seen him.
That's what I'm saying.
Why is Ness team favorites?
No, they're not. They can't be favorites.
That doesn't sound...
But, Tomad seems like he's a winger or something.
Do you know why Ness team is favorite? Because there's no ego. So everyone's going to work for each other. You see all these other teams. You guys...
There's no ego on that team.
Who?
Abs. Watch for him.
I'm not him.
You know what? Abs, yeah. It's like, wait, I'm the cap. So I have a bit of ego as well. Seven.
Wow. And is there subs? Or is it just...
I think you had to have like one girl playing at each... at any given time.
Equality, innit?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Dongo's team. Dongo's stats are brilliant. Dongo has 0 wins, 0 goals, 0 assists, 2 kids. Right, so Dongo's team, Dongo, Ben Williams, Amanda, Jordan, Safo, Joy, and Lakon.
It's actually like
Zach and Abraham
keeper.
As well.
Zach was a keeper.
It's a balanced.
Lakon, I don't know why he's playing. I think it's a
they like in terms of it's like balanced. Like quality all the way through.
Is Lakon good?
No, Lakers not going to be playing. Lakers definitely going to be on the bench, but I was just saying, like...
No, Lakers not bad. It's not bad.
Did you see stats?
I've seen him play football before.
You see his stats?
85 pace.
What?
80 shot.
What about physical?
Physical
84. Lakers 84.
I'm going to throw him to the
breach. Lakers, do you even agree?
Who came up with the stats?
They called that fashion...
Don't go the dick.
They call that one Fashion FC. Though.
Fashion FC, I think.
Fashion FC. That's what God will win, is it?
God is good. God is good. KD's team is himself, obviously. Big Joe, Joe Vinci.
Ohas. Who's that?
No, this guy's disrespectful.
No, I don't know who
the guy
Ohas
jumped
is.
On Godis Live and was like,
"Who's Ohas?
Who's Ohas?"
I just never met Ohas before, so I was like, "That's interesting, bro." Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Ohas. Snowden, obviously.
Dre. 9.9 physicality is crazy.
9.9.
And I will show you.
Dre, Abs. Doza, Malik, and Malik, yeah.
So it doesn't
Drake. Sound bad. Malik, but
is
I've never seen
Malik for a footballer. Like, oh,
he looks quick.
Malik, you know Malik?
He looks fast.
Do you know?
He's a baller.
Oh, you guys know Malik?
I don't know him, but he looks quick, Sha.
Is this that,
Sterling.
Bro, rap everybody. He's like a brother that can run through the whole place, yeah? But so he's good, but then Dre, striker. He will score goals. Last year he was playing with Celo's team, no? Oh, no, he wasn't.
He wasn't, because I was on Celo team and we won. He didn't win.
No. Yeah. ego, bro. You say he has an ego, bro.
You're the one with the ego.
No, won. But I think...
Champion.
Yeah. I think Drake...
No, I think it was on Jordan's team.
I think so.
And they were shit, bro.
They made the finals.
And we bet them.
Yeah, but they made the final, though.
And we bet them.
Bro, you know...
Did you make the finals last year?
Huh?
Did you play last year?
Who scored any goals last year?
I scored, bro.
What was your team?
Me, bro. That team was horrible. I'm a millionaire or whatever. what boys? I had my team was shocking, bro. Yeah.
Your team was I can't even remember.
But I don't even remember my own team, bro.
They were not good.
That's bad.
You got wrapped though.
Didn't get wrapped, bro. You weren't even there, bro, were you?
I was there, yeah.
I didn't get rapped, bro. I never got rapped. By who? By who? Who rapped me, bro?
Everybody, bro.
We're taking a big, bro. No, here's the thing. I wasn't too happy with my stats, bro. Like, you know what I said to myself? I'm gonna go there, prepare myself, and then show my stats. Because Goody doesn't think I have tech. And I was like, bro, like... I do have tech support.
Good is pulling up videos from 1956, man. What's going on? It's for charity, Goody's man.
He's going to lose his head again.
Here's the thing. Goody gets into his head, right? Goody like, pulled up last year. And he, like... Have you guys ever seen Goody pull up to, like, an event?
But he walks into every room like he owns a place.
No. This was, like... It was, like, someone, like, stole something from me. Like, he just walked in like this. And he's like... But like, Goody, like, excited for your own event. Like, he's like, yeah, no, just get ready, bro. Like, all right, yeah, like, bro, you know, there's people here, you know, smile, say hi. He's just like, he's game mode. I did all that to lose. I lost got any goals, like, zero wins. Like, it was just snapping for no reason. Now, I hope this year he comes with it, you know, more clear mind.
No.
Cheerful demeanor.
I hope it comes the same way.
That's gonna be an interesting one. And shout out to Basic SPAC and Dongo Productions for that initiative. It's gonna be good fun. But where's your head at, bro?
Straight up, man. Just back in gym. Yeah. Had the flu. I tried to go gym on Monday. Didn't do anything.
You didn't even log the workout.
There's no point.
What about you, bro? Where's your head at?
My head is at gym, bro.
Everyone's in the gym.
Photoshop prep, you know, we're on that.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm actually going to ask Yemi to get me onto that as well.
What's that?
You have a photo shoot at a certain time.
What do you mean?
Topless, bro.
For what?
Just for yourself, so you can look good naked.
Man, fun all that, man.
Bro, like, because this summer, bro, we were saying it yesterday in the gym.
And
like,
what, you'll be doing all that he does as
100%,
well?
100%, bro.
Yeah.
100%. Like, this summer,
we're naked this summer.
Yeah, look, well, listen, in context. I'm naked in context. You can be naked anywhere you want. in context of like
topless, like
yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
In context.
Yeah, context. In like, context. Yeah.
What does that mean, bro?
He was your head up, bro. Oh, press. He's so annoying, man. That's so annoying.
He's on brand. He's on brand.
Growth experience, you know what I'm saying? Just making an impact, man. Yeah. Shifting lanes.
Hey, come on, bro.
Where's your head up, house?
Same on gym. Yeah, I'm trying to drop some more, bro, because I think I had a solid week of air. Solid week of cheating, bro. Yeah.
In context. You had
a week, yeah, context. A week of cheating.
I echoed. Look, okay, I'm fasting. But when I break my fast, I'm like in it. But then I'm peckish right before I sleep. So that's like, I've had that like four days this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I know you're hearing me now, but I'm confessing, that's why I didn't check in.
No, I've had a bad week because I haven't been eating.
Yeah.
So I have a day of a 6-hour rehearsal, I have breakfast, and that's it for the day. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So, but yeah, this week, definitely back on it, man. But grace of God. Yeah. By the way, okay, yeah, it would have been yesterday by the time this is out, but prepping for Motive. And this year, for the first time, it's like the first time that I'm like literally getting bombarded from north, south, east, west for people for like wanting tickets.
Yeah.
So it just shows us that next year we have to do like a 600-700, maybe 1,000 seater for that event, which is
you have to do it this year or next year?
Next year, by the grace of God.
That's
dope. Yeah. Anyways, love. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, do all the good stuff. Shout out to Jaffa and Simba for coming out.
Pulling up.
Don't forget to check out the Growth Experience, and we'll see you soon. Bless you.